जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानन्दन जय व्रजनरञ्जन जय जमनधीरवनचारी जय कुञ्जविहारी जय राधमाधव जय कुञ्जविहारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपदा शील प्रभुपदा जय राधा माधव राधे नृसिंहदेव जय नृसिंहदेव जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की गौर प्रेमानंदे रीडिंग्स फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 9, Chapter 20, titled The Dynasty of Puru. Today we will see text 21. Before getting into the text, let us chant the auspicious invocation prayers. I'll chant, please repeat. నిగమకల్పతరోర్గలితం ఫలం సుఖముఖాతమృత ద్రవ సంయుతం ఇరత భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహో రసికాభూయిభావకాః నారాయణం నమస్తుత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తేర్ భవతి నైష్టికీ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. మాతా భస్త్రాపితు పుత్రో మాతా భస్త్రాపితు పుత్రో యేన జాత స ఏవ సః యేన జాత స ఏవ సః భరస్వపుత్రం దుష్మంత భరస్వపుత్రం దుష్మంత మావమంస్త శకుంతలం మావమంస్త శకుంతలం. మాతా భస్త్రాపితు పుత్రో యేన జాత స ఏవ సః భరస్వపుత్రం దుష్మంత మావమంస్త శకుంతలం. మాతా భస్త్రాపితు పుత్రో యేన జాత మాతాభస్త్రాపితు పుత్రో యేన జాత స ఏవ సః భరస్వపుత్రం దుష్మంత మావమంస్త శకుంతలం. మాతాభస్త్రాపితు పుత్రో యేన జాత స ఏవ సః భరస్వపుత్రం దుష్మంత మావమంస్త శకుంతలం. మాతాభస్తాపితు పుత్రో యేన జాత స ఏవ సః భరస్వపుత్రం దుష్మంత మావమంస్త శకుంతలం. మాతాభస్తాపితు పుత్రో యేన జాత స ఏవ సః భరస్వపుత్రం దుష్మంత మావమంస్త శకుంతలం. మాతాజీస్, మాతాభస్తాపితు పుత్రో యేన జాత స ఏవ సః భరస్వపుత్రం దుష్మంత మావమంస్త శకుంతలం. మాతా ది మదర్ భస్త్ర జస్ట్ లైక్ ద స్కిన్ ఆఫ్ ఎ బెలో కంటైనింగ్ ఎయిర్ పితుః ఆఫ్ ద ఫాదర్ పుత్రః ది సన్ ఏనాం బై హూమ్ జాతః వన్ ఇస్ బోర్న్ సహ ద ఫాదర్ ఏవ ఇండీడ్ సహ ద సన్ భరస్వ just maintain. Putram, your son. Dushmanta, O Maharaja Dushmanta. Ma, do not. Avamamstaha, insult. Shakuntalam, Shakuntala. Translation and purport by Venti Sabhacharana and the Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation, please repeat. The voice said, O Maharaja Dushmanta, a son actually belongs to his father, whereas the mother is only a container, like the skin of a bellows. According to the Vedic injunctions, the father is born as the son. Therefore, maintain your own son and do not insult Shakuntala. Purport. According to the Vedic injunction, Atmavai Putro Namasi, the father becomes the son. The mother is simply like a storekeeper because the seed of the child is placed in her womb, but it is the father who is responsible for maintaining the son. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that He is the seed-giving father of all living entities, Aham Bhija Pratapita, and therefore He is responsible for maintaining them. It is also confirmed in the Vedas, Eko Bahunam Yo Vidadhati Kaman. Although God is one, He maintains all living entities with their necessities for life. The living entities in different forms are the sons of the Lord, and therefore the Father, the Supreme Lord, supplies them food according to their different bodies. The son is supplied a grain of sugar, and the elephant is supplied tons of food, but everyone is able to eat. Therefore, there is no question of overpopulation. Because the Father, Krishna, is fully opulent, there is no scarcity of food. And because there is no scarcity, the propaganda of overpopulation is only a myth. Actually, one suffers for want of food when the material nature, under the order of the Father, refuses to supply him food. It is the living entity's position that determines whether the food will be supplied or not. When a diseased person is forbidden to eat, this does not mean that there is scarcity of food. Rather, the diseased person requires the treatment of not being supplied with food. In Bhagavad Gita 7.10, the Lord also says, Bhijam mam sarvabhutanam. I am the seed of all living entities. A particular type of seed is sown within the earth, and then a particular type of tree or a plant comes out. The mother resembles the earth. When a particular type of seed is sown by the father, a particular type of body takes birth. Harihi Om Tatsat. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swaprantikam Vande Aham Shri Gurun Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Krupa Sindhu Vyayevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschaitya Deshatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaurabhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Bhutale, Shivate Jayapta Gosvami Namine, Namacharya Padayane Daika Papadayane, Gaurakata Damodaya Nagara Gramatarine. Mukam Kroti Vachalam, Pangam Vandayate Girim, Yat Prapatam Hammande, Sri Gurum Dinatarinam, Paramananda Madhavam, Sri Chaitanyam Isharam. Kathanchana Smrite Yasmin, Dushkaram Sukaram Bhavet, Smrite Uparikamsat, Sri Chaitanyam, Namamitam. Hare Krishna. So today is Akshaya Tritiya. This is also the start of Chandanyatra. It's the most auspicious day. Many auspicious things happened on this day. Balaram made his appearance. The whole Parashuram made his appearance, and the whole Parashurama Kshetra made its appearance on this day. Draupadi got her Akshaya Patra. Draupadi also got unlimited amount of saris. Mother Ganga came to earth. So many, Kubera got his wealth. So many different things happened on this day. But the real good fortune on this day is to actually discuss the unlimited treasure of Srimad Bhagavatam, because Akshaya means unlimited. And the real unlimited treasure in this material world is Srimad Bhagavatam, because this Bhagavatam is specifically meant for Kali Yuga. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishihi Nishayasaya Lokasya Dhanyam Swastayanam Mahat. Is written here very nicely that this Bhagavatam is meant for the ultimate good of everybody in Kali Yuga, and it is all successful, and it is all blissful, and it is all perfect. So this unlimited treasure of love of Godhead, we have this opportunity to discuss today, sitting in this unlimited place, Mayapur Dham, in the company of devotees. This is the real good fortune of Akshaya Tritiya, that we are able to do this. So, and in the purport also, Prabhupada speaks about the unlimited potency of the Lord to maintain the living entities. And he speaks about how overpopulation is simply a myth. When I was in school, we studied some theory on population. I don't know if these boys and girls still study the same theory. It is valid or not, because these theories keep changing. And some theory becomes invalid after some time, and then some other theory becomes valid. So it's really not some valid education, this modern education. It keeps changing. So when we are in school, we are studying this theory. It's called Malthusian theory. There's some guy called as Thomas Malthus. And then he gave some theory on population and resources. How the growth of population is inversely proportional to the availability of resources. And when the population grows, the resources become scarce. So then the population should not grow. So this is the whole conditioning which was given to our generation by the so-called education system, where we were told as young boys and young girls that everybody who is sitting near you is a competitor for the resource of this material world. So then you look at your friend, and then you start thinking, oh, this is my competitor. He is going to compete for the resources of this material world along with me. So somehow I should finish this competition. And I should not allow this competition to go further. So this is the whole mentality of envy and competition, which is being taught systematically from beginning, that we actually don't understand the nature of this material world. We don't understand the nature of the Supreme Lord who actually maintains this material world. We think this material world is a random phenomenon which just simply maintains itself with limited amount of resources. But when we study Ishopanishad, we understand Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avasishyate, that this Lord who is the creator of this maintained world, this material world, is complete and perfect. And everything which comes from him is perfectly complete. And all these complete emanations from him have the perfect arrangement to completely maintain themselves. And even though so many complete holes come out from the Lord still remains the complete balance. So this formula of how the Lord is always complete and nothing can be taken from him that actually depletes him is something which is mind-boggling. That unless we understand this through the science of Shastra, we will not be able to actually appreciate this fact that the Lord is unlimited. That's why these kind of celebrations are there as Akshaya Tritiya, where we actually get a glimpse of the unlimited nature of the Lord, that everything is Akshaya. And for materialistic people, in order to make them understand the unlimited nature of the Lord, then Akshaya Tritiya is given as an opportunity that you go and do something which is materialistic, then it can multiply into multiple fold. Like the karmis think that this is good day to give charity. And if I give charity on this day, then I can get multiple amounts of punya karma, which can actually take me to heavenly planets, and I can have multiple amount of enjoyment. It's good in one sense, because at least these people get some glimpse of the unlimited nature of the Lord. So then there are so many elaborate arrangements on how Akshaya Tritiya is done. My own earliest impression of Akshaya Tritiya is the Nama Sankirtan, which used to happen in my great-grandfather's house. Every Akshaya Tritiya, we used to have some elaborate Nama Sankirtan, starting from morning to afternoon. And afternoon, there used to be a big feast. As a small boy, many times we just attended this Nama Sankirtan. And then the highlight of the Nama Sankirtan would be some dance by Brahmanas with different types of lamps. And they would all dance in nice unison with holding different lamps for the holy names of the Lord. Of course, it was all ritualistic. It is not something which we understand that why this is being done. But of course, they're being done. And also in my hometown, Akshaya Tritiya is quite famous, because on Akshaya Tritiya day, in the main bazaar, the Lord comes on his carrier, Garuda, and he's sitting, and from different temples, about 15, 16 temples. So from each temple, the Lord actually sits on his carrier Garuda, and then he comes, and then they have a high pandal on the bazaar. The whole bazaar street is covered with high pandal, and then the Lord comes and congregates. All the different deities, they come. And all the different people from different villages around, everybody comes around. It's a big mela, and people are coming and having darshan of the Lord. And the whole bazaar is filled with deities from different temples, different pujas are going on. And all the traders on that day who are having shops in the bazaar, they profusely distribute prasadam. They make different types of prasadam. Somebody makes rice, somebody makes tamarind rice, somebody makes lemon rice, somebody makes cut rice, somebody makes some sweet, somebody has some buttermilk, and somebody has some sweet water with gur. So then they make different types of preparations, and then they are freely distributing this preparation to all the different people who come to take darshan of the Lord. So there is profuse amount of charity being given. So this whole culture is there. But the whole culture is there, but people don't understand what is the underlying logic behind the culture. So I also grew up in this culture. Even today morning, it's already like 7:30, 8 o'clock. The lordships would have started assembling there. So the whole mela would have just started in the place. But we never understood that underlying meaning of that culture till we came to Prabhupada. I saw all these things as a child. Every Akshaya Tritiya, I used to go to the bazaar to see the Lord. But after seeing the Lord, after attending all the Nama Sankirtan in my grandfather's house, I simply ended up as an engineer who thinks that the purpose of life is to make money. I went to Dubai, and I thinking that I can make money and I can be happy. So even though the impressions were there, but the never proper explanation of those impressions, that what it means to actually understand the nature of the Lord. So that was done by Prabhupada. That was done in the association of devotees. That was done by Prabhupada books. So that way, these children who are sitting here, you're all very fortunate, because you not only understand, not only get the impressions, but you also get to understand the logic behind these impressions. It's very important. That you get to understand the logic behind these impressions. You get to understand scientifically what it means to be Krishna conscious. What it means to have a human body. What it means to appreciate what is given to us. Like in Isha Upanishad, Prabhupada says that all forms of incompleteness are simply experienced by the incomplete understanding of the complete whole. That the opportunity to completely understand Krishna is given by Prabhupada in this movement. To understand that what is the purpose of life? The purpose of life is not to simply control population. Our whole generation was taught like that. The purpose of life is to control population. You simply have sex for recreation and control population. That's how we were taught. Systematically taught. A systematic campaign. The walls used to be painted with families which had one son, one daughter, one father, one mother. And later when we grew up, that one son or one daughter vanished from the picture. There was only one child. So there was no two children, only one child. We were all victims of one child syndrome. We were taught that you should just have one child. If you have the second child, it's too much for you. Well, my father had four children. I was the last. I didn't know that how I grew up. I simply grew up. My sister was helping me, my brothers were helping me. I simply grew up. Nobody felt the pressure. Oh, we have four children, what to do? But we were taught, oh, you should have only one child. You cannot take care of more than one child. And the government was telling, there will be no resource for your child. Your child will suffer. So don't have more than one children. A victim of that whole propaganda. And in China, there was propaganda, have no children. Now China propaganda has reversed. The Chinese sociologists have found that they have a large amount of population which is aging, which cannot work in the factories, which cannot be productive, which simply has to be maintained. And there is no young population which can work in the factory, which can make production, and which can actually make the economy work. So now China is telling, okay, have more children, have more children, have more children. Because now they want to reverse the whole trend. So this is the modern world, which keeps changing. These are the modern leaders who keep changing. Sometimes they say have more children, sometimes they say have more children. They don't know what they are doing. Prahlad Maharaj says, Andha Yatan Dair Upaniyamanas. Simply a blind man leads a blind man. And they all go and fall into ditch. But we need the light of Srimad Bhagavatam to actually guide us what is right and what is wrong. We need the light of the Acharya to actually tell us what is right and what is wrong. Like in this purport, Prabhupada makes very important points. He makes many important points that he makes. He actually talks about the responsibility of the mother and the responsibility of the father. We are completely not understood in this modern world. The responsibility of the father is not understood in this modern world. Most of the fathers are rogues. They think that, okay, we can have children, dump the wife, dump the child, and then I can go somewhere else, I can do whatever I want. Where it is clearly mentioned that the son or the child, it actually belongs to the father, and it's the responsibility of the father to maintain the child. It's not the responsibility of the mother to maintain the child. The responsibility of the mother is to actually give love to the child. Give proper Krishna consciousness to the child, like Dhruva's mother. She's actually giving a lot of love to him, and she's making him Krishna conscious. She's telling him that, okay, you're upset that your father is not allowing you to sit on your lap, on his lap, but you should go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He will solve your problem. This is mother. A responsibility of the father is to maintain the child. It's not understood in this modern world. Men think that they can remain irresponsible. And because there are irresponsible men, then there are also women who don't understand that they need protection. Because women have been thrown in this material world and they have been forced to protect themselves. So they think now that we are the maintainer. We have to maintain ourselves. We have to make arrangements to maintain ourselves. And then the moment this balance is broken, then there is no peace in the society. It's such an important point to understand that what is the role of man and what is the role of woman, which Prabhupada gives here very nicely. And also Prabhupada explains that ultimately the Lord is the maintainer. And when we have scarcity, it is not that the earth cannot produce or the resources of the earth is limited. It is simply that the Lord is not allowing the nature to produce because we are diseased. In Bhagavad Gita, it is very nicely explained how to get food. When I was in Middle East, there was something called as Arab Springs. There is a lot of revolution, and many governments in the Arab world actually changed. They were toppled by people who came on the streets. And many governments changed, they were not changed, but they changed their policies in order to simply stay in power. So what is the cause of that whole revolution? The cause of the whole revolution is simply food, nothing more. It was a food riot. The cause of the revolution is food. People are not able to get food. In Egypt, it was so bad. In the Middle East, we have their version of, the Middle East version of chapati is called kubus. They make it out of atta, they actually bake it. They put it into the oven and then they bake it. It's a version of chapati. Okay. So, this kubus is their food. Everybody eats kubus. And in Egypt, and this kubus is very cheap. Like, you know, you pay like few cents, you can get like 3-4 kubus. In Egypt, it was so bad that there was no kubus available. And people are getting hungry. And they're coming to the street and they're fighting. And then the government called the army to bake kubus. All the army soldiers, they were getting into the bakeries and they were actually baking kubus and they're distributing to the people, because the government thought that if we leave it to the people like this, then the people will come and they will take over the government. But still, they couldn't control. The whole regime changed because of bread. The whole regime changed. People are fighting simply to get some bread. And Prabhupada says in the purport of Ishopanishad, that it cannot, the problem of bread cannot be solved by being capitalist or communist. The problem of the bread can be solved by simply being Krishna conscious, by understanding the Lord is unlimited. And he can unlimitedly provide if we actually satisfy him. Annat bhavanti bhutani parjanyat anna sambhavaha yajna bhavati parjanyo yajya karma samudbhavam karma brahmodbhavam viddi brahmakshara samudbhavam tasmat sarvagatam brahma nitya yajya pratishtitam. In two shlokas, the whole solution for the scarcity problem of this world is addressed nicely by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. He simply says that everything should be centered around satisfying the Lord by the process of sacrifice. And Prabhupada says in the purport that in Kali Yuga, the process of sacrifice is chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Simply chant the holy name. Then there will be nice rain, there will be profuse water which will be pouring from the sky, and there will be nice production of grains, there will be no shortage. Such a simple thing. And it is a scientific process. But our scientists, they cannot accept it. Because they think that, oh, if it is so simple, then what we will do? How we will control everybody? If life can become so simple that by being Krishna conscious, we can get enough food, we can live simple life, and we can be satisfied, we can be happy, then how to control people? So then everything has to be artificial. Everybody has to be told that there is no God. Everybody has to be told that you have limited resources. Everybody has to be told the person sitting next to you is your competitor. You have to stamp on his head. You should run above him. You should establish things. You should be in passion. You should not be in goodness. You should never be satisfied. All these things are to be taught from beginning in the name of education, in the name of culture, in the name of values. All this nonsense has to be taught from beginning. But Krishna conscious education means something different. It means to be satisfied. Edricha lapa santushto. That whatever comes on its own accord, to be satisfied with what comes on its own accord. To have higher aims for this life, for this human form of life, not simply to make money. Okay, I'll make money, then I'll be happy. Nobody made money and nobody was happy. All the people who made money, or all the people who became famous in this material world, if you carefully study their history, none of them were happy. Starting from let's say Marilyn Monroe or Michael Jackson or whatever it is, everybody died miserable death. They did not even die proper death. They died miserable death. There was one politician in Tamil Nadu, one lady, everybody afraid of her. She was the chief minister. Everybody was afraid of her. She amassed so much of wealth. So much of wealth she amassed. And when at one point of time the income tax people raided her house, they found about hundreds and 200, some, I don't know how many, so many pairs of chappals they found. One woman, how many chappals she can wear? Crazy. So many pairs of chappals they found. So much of wealth they found. And they went, one time they went and took so much of jewelry from one jewelry shop in Chennai. And they didn't pay that jewelry guy and he committed suicide. So much of atrocities they did. And finally that woman, when she died like a dog. She died literally like a dog. The same people who are exploiting her, who are around her, making money with her, they never allowed anybody to actually to see her also when she died. She died like a street dog. What is the use of all that money? What is the use of all that money? Nobody thinks. They simply made blind by this material world. Simply to make run like the horses. You know, they put a blind in front of the horses. The horse can see only in the front. He cannot see what is here. He cannot see what is here. And there's a whip behind it. Lash it. Tuck, 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 tuck. Lash the whip. And the horse is running. Running. We're not supposed to become horses. We are become human beings. And if we have to become human beings, then we should understand from Bhagavatam, from Srila Prabhupada's purport, what it means to be a human being. What it means to have a human form of life. What is opportunity and how it should be utilized. Prabhupada says in Upanishad that the Shastra is not meant for cats and dogs. Shastra is meant for human beings. Because we can listen, we can think, we can process, and we can intelligently decide what to do with our life. That's what we are supposed to do. We are supposed to intelligently decide what to do with our life. We are not supposed to be carried away by the waves of our mind. Manoratena asati dhavato bahihi. Bhagavatam says that a materialistic person is simply carried away by the waves of his mind. And his mind is telling him, run here, run there, do this, do that. And he's simply running behind that mind. He's trying to do this, do that, and run here, run there. No. The mind is meant to be captivated by the Krishna conscious actual principles. Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita, in 15th chapter purport, Prabhupada says that we should be captivated by the information of the spiritual world. And there's so much of opportunity to be captivated by the information of the spiritual world. Just now we are waiting for the Darshanyatra, the Darshanarati. Today is going to be a special Darshanarati because the Lord will be fully anointed with Chandan. The deity is going to look so beautiful and there will be some Vesha of Varnadav, some special Vesha. We don't know. With great suspense we are waiting what Vesha is going to be there today. How the Adamadav are going to appear today. Some beautiful Vesha is going to be there. The lordships are going to appear so nicely. Narsingadevis are going to appear with full of chandan. So we should be simply captivated by this information. We should be captivated by the sight of the beauty of the deities. Because this is life. This is reality. This is reality distinguished from illusion. In the second shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained that Bhagavatam distinguishes reality from illusion. Vastavam astavastu sivadam tapatrayon mulanam. So this opportunity of Chandanyatra, these 21 days where the Lord is actually enjoying different pastimes, anointed with Chandan, is an opportunity to be captivated by the actual reality of life. This is reality. Like I was in Puri few summers before on Chandanyatra time. It's such a nice beautiful arrangement that in the evening the Lordship Madan Gopal, he actually goes in a grand procession along with all the five Shivas who are the Shetapalas. They all go to Narendra Sarovar, and then there are two boats which are there in Narendra Sarovar. One boat for Lord Shiva and one boat for Lord Krishna. So the Lord Krishna gets onto his boat with his consorts, and Lord Shiva gets on his boat with and then they all have a nice round of the entire Narendra Sarovar with lot of kirtan and so many festivities going on. And then after they have a round, then there are mandaps which are there in the Narendra Sarovar, and there's mandap for Lord Shiva, there's mandap for Lord Krishna. And each mandap, it has a plunge pool which is made of marble. You know what is a plunge pool? It's not a swimming pool, it's a small one. So they have small plunge pools which is made of marble. And the plunge pool is actually filled with so many different, with water which is mixed with chandan and different types of the scented oils. So then the whole deity actually gets into the plunge pool. After they sit in the boat, then they come out, then the pujaris, they take the entire deity and then they immerse the whole deity into the plunge pool, okay, in the water which is filled with chandan. And all the pujaris, they sit around and then they keep bearing the deity with chandan water. We can go and we can get a glimpse of all these things which are happening. And by the side, in the Narendra Sarovar, there is one mandap where there is kitchen. And some pujaris, they sit in the kitchen and then they make some beautiful sweets, some nice sweets and some nice savouries. They make hot for the Lord. And then after the Lord comes out of the plunge pool, then everything is offered to the Lord. Then again he gets dressed up and then again he goes into the boat. Again he takes a boat ride. And again he comes back. So it goes on till, I don't know what time, it goes on. Like late in the night it goes on. So this is life. This is how we are meant to live. This is our reality. We are meant to enjoy the pastimes of the Lord, serving the Lord in the spiritual world. This is what is our reality. This is what is our actual reality. To be unlimitedly happy. Anandam buddhi vardhanam pradipadam punamrita swadhanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Shri Krishna sankirtanam. This is what is meant to be our life. But unfortunately we are stuck here, where we have no cognizance of this reality, that this is what we are meant to do. Unfortunately, we don't have any cognizance of this reality. And the process of Krishna consciousness and the process of the different festivals in Krishna consciousness is meant to open up our consciousness to this reality. We have different festivals in different seasons. Like in the winter season, which is just over, the Lord was taking a nice ride in the elephant throughout the winter. On Saturdays, the Lord would sit on the elephant and then he would take a nice ride because the weather is so favorable that the Lord can go on a stroll on the elephant. In the summer season, it's not good to go out on a stroll because it's so hot, it's so humid. So then the Lord changes his whole enjoyment. In the morning time, he has his body anointed with chandan, and the evening time, he goes on a boat ride. And then after going on a boat ride, after taking so many different type of bhoga, then he sits in the swing and then he gets gently swung in the swing. So then he goes back. Then again in the August, when the air becomes very heavy, when there is no movement of wind, then the Lord will sit in the swing, that the whole swing festival. So in spring, then there are different types of flower, then there is flower festival. So according to the different seasons, the Lord is enjoying different festivities. And the servitors of the Lord, they're actually serving the Lord in different seasons according to the way the Lord is to be served in the different seasons. So this is life. This is life. This is how we are supposed to live. And this is a reality. So Bhagavatam tries to introduce this reality while contrasting the nature of the material world. And Bhagavatam also teaches us simply how to use the experiences of the material world to appreciate that reality. So these are the two things which is done by Bhagavatam. That one is that it contrasts the reality with the nature of the material world. And the second thing is it simply tells us how to use this very nature of this material world to actually experience that reality. So that's why the different pastimes of Bhagavatam are so important. And we are studying the pastime of Maharaja Dushmanta, where he is actually taking responsibility for his son, whom he actually had in secrecy, because there was nobody there when Maharaja Dushmanta, he united with Shakuntala. But by the divine arrangement, it is being revealed that Shakuntala is actually his wife, and this son who has been brought to him is actually his son, and then he should take responsibility. So in this material world, we should take responsibility for our material life, and we should actually be satisfied with the conditions provided by the material life while actually focusing on Krishna consciousness. And if we can focus on Krishna consciousness like this, being simply satisfied with our material life, then every day will be Akshaya Tritiya. Because every day we can actually have unlimited enjoyment of the practice of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any questions, comments? Yes, Prabhu. Mike, can we give Jivana Prabhu?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. In fact, Prabhu, there is a plenty of is available in the world by the grace of Lord. There's plenty of plenty is available in all respects. Whatever we need, everything is in plenty. But in the earlier days, you know, our parents, you know, who were getting more number of children, they will be honored. But nowadays, it's against for that earlier days. But in those days, our parents, they do not have the Krishna consciousness, and they do not know what is real Krishna consciousness in all those days. But they were begetting plenty of children, any number of children, and they were quite happy. And nowadays, we are very fortunate that we attend to Krishna consciousness. But why these things are, who is responsible for these things?
Who is responsible? We are responsible.
So I can tell you, Prabhu, there is a plenty of things are available in the world, but where the imbalance actually took place now? Who is responsible for these lapses? And what is the remedy for improving and all, everybody should be happy?
Who is responsible? We are responsible. Because human life is the life of responsibility. All of us are responsible. We cannot keep the responsibility on somebody else. We are responsible. We have to become Krishna conscious. We have to understand the value of human life. So we are responsible. So who is responsible? We are responsible. What is the remedy? Very simple. Remedy is extremely simple in Kali Yuga. The remedy in Kali Yuga is the most simplest remedy. Everybody knows what is the remedy. What is the remedy? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Kale Dosha Nidhe Rajan, Astihi Eko Mahana, Kirtana Devam Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Brajet. Simply one remedy, chant the holy name. Take it seriously, chant the holy name. That's it. And once when you chant the holy name, when we take the process seriously, then all the imbalance will get corrected. Automatically it will get corrected. In our personal lives, as society, as politics, as everything, everything will get corrected if we simply take to Krishna consciousness. This is one remedy which actually corrects everything. Prabhupada says that's a one switch in Nectar of Devotion. Prabhupada says there's a one switch which actually lights up everything. That one switch is Krishna consciousness. That's the real remedy. We can try to find different remedies. We can make different theories. We can make a lot of study, like research scholars, they make a lot of study. They make so much of study. They take this PhD, that PhD. Prabhupada says plow department. When he talks about PhD, in one of the purport, Prabhupada says plow department. Because they are as ignorant as the farmers. But they claim to know so many things. Simply they make research. For what? If you have to make research, then we should make research according to the fourth sloka of Chaturshloki of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the benchmark to make research. How to make research? Krishna explains to Brahma how to make research. So that should be the benchmark to make research. So the remedy is very simple. Remedy is to chant the holy name. To chant the holy name, everything else gets remedied. All the imbalances of this material world simply gets balanced. Okay? Can we give the mic to Jivannath Prabhu? You wanted to make so.
We've been hearing that if we don't finish our Krishna consciousness life, then we want to be one of those souls that is brought into a good situation for Krishna consciousness. And you mentioned in your story about your childhood and taking part in these ceremonies. And as I was hearing that, I was thinking, yeah, wow, that sounds really great. You know, what a way to grow up, to be a part of, you know, these kind of practices as opposed to the things that I grew up with. But then you said, what you realize from this is that you have to make a lot of money and, you know, being in debt, lots of money or whatever it is. So I was then thinking, okay, maybe it wasn't such a good thing. Do you think it's a good thing to be born in that kind of a situation?
See, in this material world, there's no good birth. Okay, there's no concept of good birth in this material world. Unless you are born in the family of devotees, where you can actually understand the difference between matter and spirit. If you are not taught, you are not this body when you are a child. Whatever birth you have, it is not a good birth. Okay? Some of them may have some favorable impressions. Like I had some favorable impressions. Okay? Which were very helpful when I came to Krishna consciousness. But it really doesn't matter. Because the point is that the good fortune created by Prabhupada for all his disciples is much, much more than what a simple favorable impression can do after many, many years of, after many, many lifetimes of pious birth or whatever it is. Janma koti sukrate na labhyate. Ramananda is saying that Krishna consciousness cannot be purchased by pious activities of millions and millions of lifetimes. So what is the use of pious activities of millions and millions of lifetimes if one cannot come to Krishna consciousness? That's what the question Bhagavata is asking. That what is the use? That you be perfect in this material world, but if you are not Krishna consciousness, what is the use? Dektva sudharmam charanambujam hare bhajan apakvo atapate tato yeti yatra kva va bhadram abud amushyakim kovarta ato abhajatam sudharmataha. But what is the use of being Krishna conscious, of being perfect? What is the use of having the right type of impressions if that doesn't take you to Krishna consciousness? That all those impressions, if it simply helps you to become mundane, to become mundane, to become pious, to go to the board of goodness, let's say, at the best, what is the use? No use. So ultimately one has to become Krishna conscious. If one becomes Krishna conscious, then everything is useful. Whether it is good impression of this material world or bad impression of this material world, if one becomes Krishna conscious, everything is useful. If one is not Krishna conscious, whatever impression they have, whether it is good impression or bad impression, it is not useful. So that's why Bhagavatam makes it very, very clear that nobody is disadvantaged in taking devotional service. That's why in the very beginning of Bhagavatam, this is made extremely clear by Narada's previous lifetime. Because in Narada's previous lifetime, that boy is disadvantaged in every way. If you actually consider that boy, he has no qualification, he has no advantage. He is poor, he is not materially, he is not rich, he doesn't have a father who is supposed to be his maintainer, he is maintained by his mother, he has no formal education, he has no great birth, he has nothing which he can claim as qualification of this material world. But simply by the association of the Bhaktivedantas, he ends up becoming the greatest devotee, Narada, the person who is actually able to give the charity of Krishna consciousness to so many people. So in the very beginning of Bhagavatam, it's very clearly established that don't get carried away by the greatness, the so-called greatness of this material world. It has got no meaning. It has got no purpose. It has got no meaning. Savai pumsam paro dharmo eto bhakti radokshaje ahituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. Very clearly it is explained. If you are able to connect every experience of this material world, whether it is good or bad, if you are able to connect it to Krishna consciousness, then it has got some value. But if you are not able to connect it to Krishna consciousness, if you simply start appreciating it as standalone experience, oh, I had great childhood. Oh, I had great birth. Oh, I had great impressions. What is the use? No use. Ritirtam yapratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani tadvidyata atmano maya yata bhasho yata tamaha. Krishna says, that if you cannot connect anything to Krishna, it is simply maya. So everything has to be connected to Krishna. Then it becomes meaningful. And this material world, everything can be connected to Krishna. Whether it is having a childhood where Akshaya Tritiya, where you see like 15 lordships who are sitting assembled in the same place, sitting on Garuda, or you grow up in some dark place in New York or London or in some bar or whatever it is, in and have some experience with different types of drugs and that and this. But ultimately, if you are able to connect it to Krishna, to understand what is reality and what is illusion, everything is useful. But saw that qualification. Prabhupada is able to see that qualification amongst the young people of America. That even though they had the different situation, they were all disillusioned with the material world, and Prabhupada saw it as a qualification. Because that's the basic thing, that you become disillusioned with the material world. You actually understand that there is no juice in this material world. And Prabhupada saw it as a great qualification. And he simply saw that they didn't have proper guidance. He had to just give them guidance. They were qualified in that sense, that they were disillusioned with the material world. So any impression which actually creates enough disillusionment of the material world is a qualification. Any impression which actually binds one to the material world is a disqualification. Whether the nature of that impression is good, or externally it looks good or it looks bad, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. But of course, when they are born in Mayapur and when they grow up in Mayapur, they are special. They are extremely special. Because they have the opportunity to become Krishna conscious. But still they have to appreciate that opportunity. If they don't appreciate that opportunity, then they also are not doing very good. That's why sometimes when I see these children, sometimes I feel so happy for them. That they are born here, they are growing up here, they have this opportunity. At the same time, sometimes I also feel very sad for them, because they don't actually appreciate what they have. They simply have some costless trust on Maya. And we have to simply wait till they get kicked by Maya. And because they have the right impressions from the beginning of their life, when they are kicked by Maya, they will come to the right shelter. That's it. So, they are so fortunate, these children who are here, who were born here, or who come here, who grow up here, they are so fortunate. They have made their good fortune. They simply have replaced it. Yeah. We have time for one more question. 2 minutes before we run. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, Prabhuji, because of the advancing of Kali Yuga, each and every person is lacking behind doing austerity. Because in previous times, maybe around 50 years back also, each and every person was so strong in doing austerity, doing fasting for Ekadashi and worshipping the Lord. But now, because of the advancement of Kali Yuga, each and every person, even among the devotees also, we are not able to do fasting also neither. So how to increase our austerity and lovingly chant the holy name and preach the mission of Prabhupada to the whole world?
How to increase our austerity? Chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you have difficulty in fasting on Ekadashi, have Ekadashi feast. Okay. So this is how to increase the austerity. Have Ekadashi feast if you have difficulty in fasting on Ekadashi. Okay. And if you have difficulty in trying to understand Krishna consciousness, simply dance in front of the deity. This is our austerity. Eat, dance, sing. This is our austerity. What is that? Eat, dance and sing. This is our austerity. Very good austerity in Kali Yuga. Let's go dance and sing. Time for dancing and singing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి గ్రంథరాజ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి కోరిక ఉందే.